All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Okay, very excited. Yesterday, we had a spirited program. I took some shots at Wimbledon, thought it was snobby. We expanded the discussion. And the feedback came from far and wide, from Weberville to Williamston, all the way out to Wyandotte, from Clarkston all the way to Hazel Park. People casting their vote of the snobbiest sports out there. Well, we've heard you, Metro Detroit. We've tabulated the votes. We have taken your opinions. We've done the research, the data. And I am proud to present to you the official, the first ever official top five Valeni Show snobby sports grand list. David, if you would. At number five, figure skating. Yes, if you or your child figure skate, you are indeed snobby. The solo ice time, because you cannot bear to be among the pores. The private lessons from some skater from Uzbekistan who one time made the Olympic team.
Me.
The custom sequin outfits made by some creepy cat lady in Oxford. You wrap it up in one big Swarovski bow of snobbiness. And yes, you get figure skating. Top it all off with the fact that your child is a has-been or a bum by age six. And you've now also crushed their confidence in your bank account in one swift move. Figure skating, number five. Number four. A sport close to my heart, ah, yes, horse racing.
Horse racing time!
My personal sport of choice, it's a place where the rich cavort in ridiculous sport coats, fawning over regal beasts by the sun of day and at the bottom of a bottle of vodka by night. A place where dress codes are currency. And weirdo drinks like juleps or law. Horse racing is a cartoon brought to life. And I love it. Want to see two grown men show you how big their sausages are? In front of a room. Come on, you can't break me up. Let me start again. Want to see two grown men show you how big their sausages are in front of a room of other men? Go to a horse auction. It's lit. Do you want to see women wear hats so big, obnoxious, and obstructive that they're just as likely to walk into a brick wall as they are to acknowledge your very existence?
Whoa, baby.
Well, then the track, it's for you.
Bottoms high, that's the way to go, boys. Bottoms high.
And to top it all off, it gets no snobbier than its famous tagline, the sport of kings. Ah, yes, I salute you, my fair mistress. Horse racing, I'll see you soon. Number three. Deuce, deuce, I say, deuce, my good man. Yes, that's the type of language used in the scoring of tennis in this trust fund sport.
Me.
A place where questions like,
Did you pack your whites today, Donna? And what time shall we meet at the club for a match? Are burped out between Birmingham housewives.
I like happy endings. I mean, who doesn't?
A place where Chad and Antoine take a half day from the bank to get in a match and decompress. Yes, tennis. A sport no child has ever played on their own free will. And where no public court has had anyone on it in decades. A true game of the lords, where only people like the Baron of the Bay, Jamie Samuelson, are invited. Where every player looks like they stepped off the pages of a Patagonia catalog. This is not a place for the portly or unsightly. Tennis, you are indeed the real housewives of the sports world, and damn it, we love you. Tennis, number three. Number two on our list was a sleeper selection. If you've ever wondered what rich East Coast kids who attend boarding schools like Winchendon and Tufts do with their free time, well, you're in luck. It's lacrosse. Yes, Lax, as they call it, where silver spooner douchebags named Spencer and Aiden don their gear to battle on the hallowed fields of their dead relatives in places like Cambridge or Hanover. Guys who frequently say things like, "Don't you know my family?" Or, "My father's a lawyer, bro." Run about the field, wielding their swords of battle, while their parents discuss more pressing matters in the stands, like, "How's your property in Southampton?" Or, "Have you been to the Louvre lately?"
Nice area.
A sport where public schools are treated as toilets, and if you don't play travel, you are truly detestable. Yes, lacrosse is the sleeper selection that delivers, and we salute you. And now, brimming with pride, I deliver to you the 2018 Valeni Show, Snobbiest Sport on Earth. Number one with a resounding vote. The sport of polo. Aww. Nothing, and I mean nothing, approaches this unrivaled level of douchebaggery. A sport where the uber-rich gather to cheer on cologne models on horses and beautiful people hitting a ball with a stick. But that's just the start. Want really snobby? Your uniform isn't made by Adidas or Nike. No, no. Instead, you're wearing a blazer by Brioni or Xenia. But why stop there? This sport considers country clubs scumbags. It's so snobby, you've got to be in the polo club even to smell these people's farts. Pip, pip, and cheerio to you, my good man. If the players aren't bad enough, take a look at the crowd that watches the match. A real who's who, if you will, partly enjoying the match and partly discussing the local scuttlebutt of places like Montauk or Beverly Hills. You know, issues like, "I can't believe they put me on the wait list for my new Lambo." And, "How could the club allow that black family in?"
Colored is fine.
Yes, Polo, you reign supreme in the galaxy of snobs, and you indeed are the biggest dipper of all. That, my friends, is the top five Valeni Show Snobby Sports for 2018.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.